You're listening to The Connected Care Team, the show where we bring you the stories of care team innovation from the people at the forefront of modern healthcare communication and collaboration. Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Connected Care Team podcast. As always, I'm your host, Reagan Nguyen. And this week, we're taking our gaze inward to wrap up our first inaugural season of the show. It's been a great ride and we've been thrilled to have all of our listeners join us. But we wanted to wrap up the year with talking about the things that Tiger Connect has done over the last 12 months. And I thought the perfect guest to walk us through the new features and capabilities that we've developed over those last 12 months would be our next guest. So this week, we'd like to welcome our guest, Tommy Wright, Director of Product Marketing at Tiger Connect. Tommy, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Reagan.
So Tommy, tell our listeners a little bit about what your role is here at Tiger Connect and what you do here at the company.
Sure. So yeah, as the Director of Product Marketing, it's a fairly unique role within the organization. I really sit in between three different departments. So the marketing team, sales, and product. And my job is to see what's going on in the marketplace, understand different trends that are happening, what we see our competitors doing, and take that information and work with the product team, collaborate with them to help shape the roadmap, provide them with any insights of what I see is happening and where I think we can, you know, help improve the product, as well as help them when they're looking at new functionality that they want to build out and do some research for them on it. From the sales side, helping them to position our product against competitors, as well as against organizations that just aren't using a solution, period. We see that very frequently in healthcare that a lot of organizations haven't adopted any solution yet for their use cases. And then within marketing, building out different content and collateral to help market the product.
You've seen several of our episodes, heard several of our episodes over the last few months. Clearly, we're talking about the things that we've seen with successes with our clients, as well as the joining of Tiger Schedule to the team from the Call Scheduler acquisition. But as I mentioned in the opening, I really wanted to talk about the things that Tiger Connect has done to empower our clients. And I thought no better way to do that than to just kick it off right from the beginning of the year. We were ramping up for HIMSS and all of a sudden COVID shut everything down. And the product team ended up having to pivot very quickly to launch Tiger Touch. Can we start there and talk a little bit about what it was like to work to get that product to market and what that meant, why we did it, and what that meant for our clients?
Yeah, I think that's the perfect place to start. And a huge shout out to our product team and engineering team, because those groups have really done such an amazing job this year in just staying completely agile, being able to adjust the roadmap as things have changed throughout the course of the year, and rolling out some amazing solutions and functionality that's not only kept us competitive, but really positioned us as a market leader in so many areas. So yeah, you brought up exactly when a lot of this started happening, right around when we were prepping for that HIMSS conference. And this really just shifted the mentality of everything. So we were already working on, and when I say we, our product and engineering teams were already working on patient messaging functionality, secure messaging functionality, which is a core of our Tiger Touch solution. And when everything started happening, they just did a really great job of looking at the landscape and understanding how important telehealth and video calling was going to be to that as well, and incorporating that into the roadmap and really just shortening the overall time span of getting that out and pushing everything within a couple months of that pandemic starting.
Yeah. And I think one of the things we knew right away, which, like you said, the product team had been planning for it, but the question became, we're going to need a way to engage with patients and that keeps them safe and keeps providers safe. But there's another angle that I think gets missed, which is the provider to provider side of Tiger Touch, and the fact that they can collaborate and then go to the patient very seamlessly. Can you walk us through that a little bit?
Yeah, it's really one of the best things about the product. It's something that sets us apart. The fact that we have our care team communication, the provider to provider aspect, under the same roof as our provider to patient messaging. So you can seamlessly go from a conversation with one of your colleagues and with a single touch, flip over to our patient network, as we call it, and be able to continue communicating with either the patient or their family members or caregivers. You can loop other providers into those conversations, or if they weren't in them initially and maybe you didn't want to include them directly in there, you can just forward messages with, again, a single touch back out to your one-on-one conversation with your colleagues to keep those two networks separate. So you have a lot of options, a lot of flexibility there.
What's been the feedback on that? I mean, I know it was a very fast rollout and you don't know what you don't know. What was the feedback that you guys received in kind of the market response to the rollout and that ability to keep it all in one place, even though aspects of it are separate?
I think one of the big things for us was early on, this was just something that everyone needed right away. And to be able to get a kind of a baseline model out there. Sometimes we refer to something like that as an MVP model, a minimum viable product, just whatever is necessary to for the product to work and start communicating was the initial goal. But over the course of the year, as we got more and more feedback from clients and from prospects and what they really wanted in the solution, we were able to develop an extremely robust feature that allowed for all these different capabilities between the two networks. And because it's you're able to jump back and forth between either of them. Everything really depends on the same architecture, the same infrastructure. And we've always had that there. It's an extremely reliable platform. And it's something that a lot of the companies that started rolling out with these solutions throughout the year, they ran into a lot of hiccups there because they didn't have that architecture in place to begin with.
Yeah. Can we unpack that a little bit? What were some of the challenges for folks who didn't have a clinical communication solution in place and were rolling out a standalone telehealth application or trying to find one that did both? Were we seeing the difference between folks who were in column A versus folks in column B?
Oh, definitely. The reliability aspect was incredible. No one was ready for the amount of demand and really just the amount of usage on these platforms. And even large companies, like you look at someone like Zoom, who just exploded this year because of the amount of people using it, they ran into a lot of issues with people having technical difficulties. That was just something that we never had a problem with because we're a cloud-native platform. We've always planned for the ability to scale and this huge growth. So we were ready from that from the beginning.
If the listeners can refer back to a previous episode we did with Denise Ombre, where Tiger Touch was the solution she was looking for. They didn't have a secure messaging solution that they were already using internally amongst the different therapists and the different people in the organization. But she flat out said it helped save her practice because she could move to almost 100% of her client base moved over to starting to use Tiger Touch. And then it went the other way. Like, she realized that then they could also use the same platform to talk to each other, either to consult on a patient or to consult about other aspects of operations for the practice. So I think that there's something to be said for those who already had Tiger Connect as a solution that they were using, whether it's simply the Tiger texting feature or Tiger Flow, and then moving into Tiger Touch. But also the reverse is applicable because there were people who were like, oh no, I need a telehealth solution. Oh, I can get all this other stuff. And we're really the only one who does both. And I wondered if that differentiator, if you saw that being a decision maker or a thing that impacted the decisions when people were looking at choosing a solution like Tiger Touch.
Yeah, definitely. We frequently will see, especially in healthcare, a lot of these prospects and organizations, they don't just jump into things. They really take their time and the decision-making process can be lengthy. It goes through a lot of different individuals within the organization. So what we'll frequently see is someone will want to leverage part of our solution or at least start with something slowly and work their way up. But the important thing for them is knowing that the product can scale, that it can also help out with other use cases. And the more robust you are, they're already thinking to the future and how we can solve those problems down the road. So that's definitely something that's top of mind for a lot of our prospects, even if they're not initially starting with the full suite of solutions right off the bat.
Yeah. Yep. And so then we rolled that out. That was end of Q1, started going into the next part of the year. What was the next big exciting thing or update that you would say as we started to come out of Q1 and into Q2 and slash the summer?
So as we're coming out of Q1, I think for a second there, everyone was just about ready to catch their breath. And then all of a sudden, we were talking with a company that, you know, we had worked with in the past that we had partnered with. The solution is Call Scheduler. And essentially, I'll give a little bit of background on what they do before anything. They are a physician scheduling solution. A primary use case is on-call scheduling there. And we've always worked with and partnered with those companies because that type of solution actually powers one of our really important functionalities, which is our role-based messaging. And role-based messaging is just a very seamless way to identify and communicate with someone who's on-call or on shift in a given time without having to look up the list of who's on call. You can just message directly to that role and it gets routed to the individual. So we've had this functionality and we've had these companies that we integrate with. And we finally said it would be great for us to get everything under the same roof from an engineering perspective for deeper integrations to start building out more robust functionality. And Call Scheduler was just this amazing product that was out there. Justin Wampach and his team, they built this incredible solution. And they've actually since, as we went out and acquired their product, they joined us and they came on board at Tire Connect and they really helped us with rebranding that to what is now Tiger Schedule. It's something that's fully integrated into our product and we're focused on building out all this new functionality around it.
Yeah, and we had a great conversation with Justin. If any of the listeners haven't checked out that episode, you really get a sense of what it's like to build a company up from the ground and then what it meant and their passion behind the product and why they were willing to join the team. From our side of it, because we heard his angle, but when that came in, that acquisition happened, getting that ready for market and certainly there was demand. I've heard cases where clients were looking at us and they wanted to know that there was a scheduling solution, or at least that we played well with other ones that we could recommend before they made that decision. To go back to your earlier point around, like, these decisions aren't made very quickly. It's not, oh, I do a demo, I sign up for a trial, I commit to a 12-month contract. It's more like a 12-month process sometimes that ends there. So what did you see when Tiger Schedule then was ready? How did that impact some of those conversations, just whether it's on the SMB side or on the enterprise side? Where were you starting to see that impact of having a true ecosystem that did both impact deals, impact the conversations, impact our marketing, and impact all of it?
It's the good thing about the solution is it does span from, as you said, through our SMB team to the enterprise team. There are all types of organizations, from small physician practices to large hospitals and health systems, that do need functionality like this. Where we really see a huge impact of having this under the Tire Connect brand is in health systems and IT departments, especially. They are looking for consolidation of the number of vendors that they're using. They don't want to have all these existing contracts outstanding, and for this one need, go to this company, and this need, go to the company. They'd rather narrow it all down. And by bringing in that functionality in-house, not only did it help to do that, but it's also so tied in, again, to our role-based messaging functionality that it was a no-brainer for us. So we are seeing a lot of people interested in the fact of that they can now consolidate vendors, but also knowing what's going to be on the horizon, the robust functionality that we'll be able to continuously build out with this.
Yeah, I think it does paint a picture of where we're going, which, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but I do want to talk about that kind of near the end of what's to come. So those were two big ones very early in the year, or the first half of the year. And then we had additional functionality that came out. There was a few of those that I wanted to talk about as well. And I think part of that segue between Call Scheduler becoming Tiger Schedule and Tiger Touch was the broadcast messaging, schedule messaging that was then applicable to Tiger Touch. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So I could give a little bit of background on what exactly broadcast messaging is, because it really is a strong feature that we added. It's the ability for an individual to send out a message to a large group of other individuals. And it's different than if you were to send out a group message where you were expecting replies to, or you want to have this continuous conversation. It's more used as a way of notifying a large group. And your admins can build out lists for the broadcast messages that can include the entire organization for an all hands type announcement, or they can do it for, say, subgroups where you can just target a small group of individuals that the topic you're sending is relevant to. So we've now added this to our patient messaging functionality, where a provider can send out that message to a number of different patients and they can't see each other on the thread. It's just getting a notification, but it's an easy way to send a mass message out. The scheduled messaging, which somewhat goes hand in hand, is the ability for an individual to really just schedule the date and time a message is going to go out. But we're also now providing message templates for recurring type messages. It's a somewhat manual process in terms of having to still schedule each message one by one, and not to get too far ahead of ourselves because it's not yet out, but we are going to be launching automated appointment reminders, which is the next generation of this. It's more automated. It's going to be triggered based on events in the EHR, but the scheduled messages is somewhat of a phase one to that.
Awesome. Awesome. And then in addition to that, I think that there was, is that similar to then what happens with the next thing I wanted to talk about, which is the group messaging with patient, family members, and contacts. Is that a similar sort of version of broadcast messaging, but now out to the patient-facing side?
So they're certainly complementary. What we've had up until now is the ability for a provider to either reach out to a patient or their family, caregiver, emergency contact in a one-to-one conversation, or with multiple providers within the conversation. What we now have the ability to do is open up a group conversation where you can include both the patient and that contact. So everyone is in sync with each other. You don't have to have multiple conversations. You just keep it one concise thread.
Yeah. So when you're doing the research, and a lot of people, I don't think they understand that nuance with product marketing versus product, because in some orgs, product does a little bit of both. And as you get bigger, there's an individual who focuses on one. When you were looking at, when we look at the provider side, there's a lot of that stuff that we see a need for that where we're disrupting it, right? Like original Tiger Text disrupted pagers. We saw a gap and we're like, let's bring a new technology to this. With a patient side, that feels a little more like B2C versus B2B. How do you go about figuring out what it is that's needed that makes the provider happy, but also makes the consumer or the patient happy?
Yeah, we're very big on voice of the customer here. A lot of the features functionality we come out with is from firsthand accounts and requests from our existing clients. So we do hear a lot of feedback from them. And the ones that provides the best feedback are also so in sync with their own patients and gathering what their patients need that they can almost act as a pass through and provide that information to us. So we don't always go directly to patients. We do, as you recently surveyed a group of individual patients out there in the world, but a lot of times we are very reliant on our existing accounts and the providers to provide that information as well.
Yeah. And thanks for that shout out. Yeah. If you want to check out the state of patient engagement survey report, it's on our site and there's a webinar that corresponds with it. So feel free to check out those materials as well. So now that we've touched on Tiger Touch, I wanted to talk about some of the other things that had been a long time coming that got reversed as we were moving Tiger Touch up to the front of the year, which was VoIP video and voice on web. That I think was a huge voice of the customer request. We've been having that for quite some time. Can you unpack the development behind that and what that means to our current clients, but perhaps prospects as well?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've had our VoIP video and voice functionality on the mobile devices for some time now, and we see a lot of usage there and people really enjoy that functionality. The more enterprise health systems we work with, there's a lot of, you'll see nurses and other staff members who are at desktop stations and are not moving around, or when they're communicating, at least it's from that single location. So it was important for us to also add that functionality there because they're using it just as much as anyone else. And again, as you said, it's something that's been requested by our customers, and we wanted to make sure we got that into the product.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that our listeners may not be aware, but I know internally we think of ourselves as mobile first when we come to these designs. And I think that's another conversation for another episode around, like, how do you take that mobile first design and then apply it to the desktop and what influences what either way. But I do think we have seen there's a large contingent of our client base who likes it on mobile. And then there's nurses stations and there's those remote ones on wheels. And that those are very present in a lot of the hospitals. And yeah, this kind of, especially in a time when we're trying to keep distance with COVID patients, having something that's can be wheeled in and be used as a station and can live there and have video and voice, I think is, yeah, it just, it serves a need that was certainly there. The last one is scan to PDF. And this one seems very simple, but I remember sitting there when we saw it in the all hands, when they were announcing it, that it's more than that. And I was hoping we could unpack that a little bit because it's that missing piece when it comes to the old school way of doing things. And yeah, can you tell us a little bit about the features and what that really should mean to the users of Tiger Connect?
Yeah, it's a funny thing, especially in healthcare. Going back to the point of so many organizations still using pagers day to day, there's still so many institutions that are using fax machines, that are using stationary scanners. And we are just constantly looking for a way to streamline these use cases. The scan to PDF is probably our newest feature that we launched. It's just a very easy, quick way to take a picture of a document, and we'll automatically transfer that into a PDF document that you can then send using Tire Connect. So you're eliminating the scanner, you're eliminating the fax machine, which is eliminating overhead costs, but also just streamlining that actual use case itself.
Yeah. And if anyone's ever worked in a hospital and tried to fax and had either the wrong number or the fax line's busy or whatever, like this is, it's so much smoother. And it's just one of those things that you're like, oh, why didn't we think of this before? Why didn't I conquer this before? So yeah, I think just that simple ease of use. Yeah. God, it's one of those things that kind of slipped under the radar there near the end of the year that I really was almost the impetus of this episode was like, hey, I wonder if people aren't aware of some of these newer things that have come out. We should definitely include them in. Of all of those, Tommy, what were you most excited about, or what was your favorite to bring to market?
You know, I would say just because it was so in line with everything that was going on in the world at the time, everything with our Tiger Touch patient communication and telehealth solution was just very, you know, I could just see the importance of it as we were launching it. And our whole team could, I mean, you could tell how vigorously everyone was working on this, because I think we really saw how needful it was for so many organizations, and we just wanted to be able to help in any way we could, and getting that out quickly and with the functionality we did was just great at the time. So I was extremely happy with how the team performed on that, and I was just grateful to be a part of it.
Yeah, said. So what are you excited about for 2021? What should our listeners be keeping an eye out for? HIMSS is going to be in August, so we're not going to have any new demos until then. Right. But can you give us a sneak peek about what might be coming down the road?
Yeah, I would say expect a lot of functionality enhancements to our existing solutions. We're always on the lookout for, as I mentioned, how else we can consolidate vendors out there. So what other functionality can we add to the product that kind of eliminates the need to contract someone else? But also, how can we just enhance what we're currently doing and make things more valuable for our current customers?
Yeah, great. And we will have we showed a little bit of our product roadmap at our Tiger Summit. So you can see that presentation from Phil on our website. So please check that out. I'm going to give you, Tommy, one last question. First, let me say thank you for being on the show. And that it was great speaking with you. But the last question I always ask all of our guests is, if they could leave our listeners with one final thought, what would that be? And in this case, Tommy, when it comes to Tiger Connect and all of the new features that have come out, with all the stuff that's coming in the next year, what's the one thing that they should be thinking about when it comes to their clinical communications and collaborations?
Providers, healthcare organizations, they are our customers, but for both us as well as those customers, I really think it's always just keeping the patient in mind, always thinking through how it's going to affect them, how it's going to affect their care, their satisfaction. It's just so critical. And everything we do, we always keep that in mind, and we expect, or we hope our customers do as well.
Great. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Reagan. Really appreciate it.
And to all our listeners, don't forget to follow us on social media. And that wraps season one of the Connected Care Team. We'll be back after the new year to bring you new episodes. So stay tuned, but happy holidays. And let's close out 2020, and looking forward to 2021. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Connected Care Team. To learn more about care team collaboration solutions, please visit us at tigerconnect.com and be sure to follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook so you can stay connected to the latest episodes, news, and announcements.